This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Gaza City at daybreak today, amid the ongoing conflict between Hamas and Israel. Competing with the dazzling sunrise, the sound of explosions and flashes of devastating light, piercing what otherwise might have been a peaceful, beautiful morning. Israel has carried out a wave of airstrikes on what it said were militant targets in the Gaza Strip, leveling a six-story building in downtown Gaza City. Palestinian militants fired dozens of rockets into Israel from the militant Hamas-ruled territory early Tuesday. The fourth war between the two sides, now in its second week, erupted after weeks of clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police in Jerusalem. Palestinians in Israel, the occupied West Bank and annexed East Jerusalem, observed a general strike on Tuesday to protest Israel's policies. U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing support for a ceasefire in the week-long war between Israel and Hamas militants. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
The Biden administration had been signaling it would not pressure the two sides into a ceasefire, with spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying the focus is on working with partners in the region to reduce the violence.
Through quiet, intensive diplomacy.
But in a later call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire. Fellow Democrats have been pushing him to demand one. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell calls that nonsense, saying it suggests both sides carry equal blame.
I completely reject this obscene moral equivalent.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said yesterday the world has reached a situation of vaccine apartheid and was no longer just at risk of that status. Earlier, he called on COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers to make shots available to the COVAX vaccine-sharing facility sooner than planned due to a supply shortfall left by Indian export disruptions. COVAX, which supplies doses to poorer countries, relies heavily on India's Serum Institute's exports of the AstraZeneca jab. But many of these are instead being used by the country as it battles a massive second wave of infections. U.S. President Joe Biden said yesterday that the U.S. will share an additional 20 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines with the world in the coming 6 weeks as domestic demand for shots drops and global disparities in distribution have grown more evident.
Over the past 118 days, our vaccinations program has led the world. And today, we're taking an additional step to help the world. We know America will never be fully safe until the pandemic that is raging globally is under control. No oceans wide enough, no walls high enough to keep us safe. Rampant disease and death in other countries can destabilize them, those countries, and pose a risk to us as well.
The doses will come from existing production of Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson vaccine stocks, marking the first time that the U.S.-controlled doses of vaccines authorized for use in the country will be shared overseas. The Supreme Court has agreed to consider a major rollback of abortion rights, saying it will take up Mississippi's bid to enforce a 15-week ban on the procedure. The court's order on Monday sets up a showdown over abortion, probably in the fall, with a more conservative court ready to consider dramatically altering nearly 50 years of rulings on abortion rights. Colorado Representative Jason Crow, a former Army Ranger who served three tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, says it took time for him to stop constantly scanning his environment for threats when he returned from war 15 years ago. But after the violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, he says he's picked up the habit again. Crow was trapped with several other members of Congress in the upper gallery of the U.S. House that day, while a mob of President Donald Trump's supporters tried to beat down the doors to the chamber and stop the certification of President Joe Biden's victory. And a Florida politician who emerged as a central figure in the Justice Department's sex trafficking investigation into Matt Gaetz has pleaded guilty to six federal charges. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.